An animal rights group has filed suit against Hendry County. WGCU's Topher Forges reports the group says the county broke the Sunshine Law when it approved a permit to build a primate breeding facility.
The Animal Legal Defense Fund attorney Christopher Berry says Hendry County does not have a policy when it comes to primate breeding facilities. Under Sunshine Law, public meetings are required when crafting high-level policies. Berry says by giving the okay without involving the public, Hendry County did not comply with the law.
Essentially, they are creating policy about the housing and quarantine and breeding of wild and exotic primates. And they're making that policy decision behind closed doors.
The Animal Legal Defense Fund filed the lawsuit on behalf of local residents. It's asking the court to void the permit for the facility, which is currently under construction. Berry says safety is a concern because these animals can carry diseases such as Ebola and tuberculosis. But Hendry County Administrator Charles Chapman says the company, called Primera, bought the land that allows for certain agricultural uses. These uses are designated as animal husbandry and specialty farming. He says primate breeding falls under those designations. Chapman says approving those uses does not require public meetings, and therefore the county did not violate the Sunshine Law.
Within that particular land use section, the agricultural land use, specialty farming and animal husbandry are pre-prescribed allowed uses. So in short, Primera did their homework. They bought the right piece of property and the right land use that did not require them to go through any additional procedures, and it ended with a staff review.
This is the third primate breeding facility in Hendry County. Chapman says the previous two were passed under similar circumstances. Topher Forges, WGCU News.